the end of next week is the end of February, and we're going to transition right out of winter into spring. And I think everybody is ready for that. But speaking of transition, there are succession planning workshops put on by NDSU Extension, and those meetings seem to always pack the house. And Nelson County Extension, Caitlin Hain joins us now. Hello, Caitlin.
Hey, Mick.
And you are planning a series of succession meetings coming up.
Yeah, we are. We've got, next week, we have our succession plan program starting on Monday night in Pekin. Starts at 5:30, and then it's a three-session workshop. So it's next Monday, the 25th, March 4th, which is also a Monday, and then that following Thursday, March 7th.
All right. Well, all of them in Pekin, or?
Yes, they're all in Pekin. About 5:30, we'd have a supper, and then it starts at 6 and it goes for a couple of hours. And it's kind of a leading into the next meeting sort of thing. So we kind of start with starting your succession plan, figuring out what's important for you as a farmer or rancher. We ask people to kind of come prepared, thinking about your own operation, and then we move into determining, you know, what do you want for your farm and the next generation and your legacy, and then kind of having that conversation with your family and working with professionals. So the whole thing is kind of set up to be a precursor to working with professionals, so you can maybe save a few dollars before you visit with them, and having some of that plan and communication kind of already in your mind before you really go out and hammer out kind of the legalities of it.
And that conversation that you have with family, that's probably the most, that's where you got to start, but man, that might be the most difficult thing to start with.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think people really have trouble figuring out how to start the conversation, where to start the conversation, and, you know, even just talking to either the older generation, if you're the successor, or if you are the owner, trying to plan that out with the younger generation, it can be really hard to get on the same page. And, you know, if you aren't having that conversation, you don't know if you're both thinking the same thing or if you're going in opposite directions. So just kind of having the lines open is, you know, that's what makes the farmer rancher successful in getting to that next step, or, you know, getting that second generation successfully transitioned.
Yeah. NDSU Extension has been doing this for so many years, about 10 or so, I think. Remember when, I don't know if you remember when South Dakota State University Extension began doing these about 6 or 7 years ago, they titled their, for a couple of years, they don't do it anymore, but the title of their succession planning workshops in South Dakota was "Quit Arguing on the Way Home from the Funeral."
Which, yeah, exactly. Hopefully you're ahead of that step.
Yes.
That's, I mean, exactly where you don't want to be.
Right. And again, that conversation, uncomfortable, is probably easier than having the taking the keys away from mom conversation, but
yeah,
it's just, it requires a little honesty, I guess.
Huh? Yeah, for sure. Honesty is definitely key. And we kind of always say, you know, if you don't have a plan, the state will have one for you, and it's probably not what you would want or envision for yourself.
So true. All right. So, yeah, and this is a succession planning workshop. So this is planning for the plan, really.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, just looking at, you know, the average age of the North Dakota farmer, according to the last census, I think, back in 2012, we're going through a new census, but the average age is 57. So, you know, that's kind of getting up there into that retirement age for those farmers. So if they've got someone they're thinking about that they want to take over, it's important to have that conversation.
Man, I guess. All right. So, again, Pekin on, what's the first one?
February 25th. So that's on Monday. And we are actually asking for registrations to be in the next couple of days. You know, this is something that we can't really have people showing up at the door. We got to plan ahead a little bit on our end, too. And it does have a fee. So the fees are set up kind of to encourage family members to participate together. So they come with a binder and a ton of resources. So it's about $125 for the first member. And if you have anybody else, we encourage, you know, wives to come or that next generation also to be there. And it'd be $50 for the second person.
And lawyers get about that much per hour.
Exactly.
So you right. That's all you charge for the whole thing is about $125.
Yeah. Yep, just to get everybody kind of ahead of that so you can save a little bit of money before you get to the lawyers. And then I'll also mention, so I'm going to be a guest speaker, and then we also have other extension personnel around the area who are going to be speaking at this. And then we have a guest speaker as well coming from Fargo, Russ Tweeten with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. He'll be there to kind of give his take as a professional on what he likes to see from families.
Excellent.
So if anybody's interested, I'd say, you know, call the office 247-2521 in the next day or two. So that we can get this going and have enough people registered that we can participate and have a good conversation.
Excellent. All right. Caitlin Hain, NDSU Extension, Nelson County. And you gave the number, let's see. Oh, hey, did you say you were having a meeting this Friday?
Yeah, we're packed with meetings right now. We have another meeting on Friday. That's our annual Nelson County Crop Improvement Association. We have a meeting in Tallna at the Backfield Bar that starts at 11:30. And that we have two guest speakers, Andrew Friskop, the cereal pathologist for Extension, and Brian Parman. He's recently hired ag finance specialist. So they're both coming up from Fargo. And then there's also a dicamba certification that Bayer Crop Science is helping to put on following the meeting. So if you join us at 11:30, you can kind of stick around all day and get some of that stuff knocked out of the way.
All right. It's all good. It's happening up there in Nelson County. Caitlin, thank you. Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks. You too, Mick.
You bet. Bye now.